Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Well, well, well. It's Austin Reeves and Ant's World. We're all just living in it. We have figured out who the next Laker is going to be, according to Super Producer Jabari. We're back to continue to discuss Team USA and the FIBA tournament before breaking down the Northwest Division with podcaster Greg Foster. On today's episode, I'm Jack O'Brien.
And I'm producer Jabari in from Miles.
And this is Miles and Jack got mad boosties.
And sometimes Jabari got mad boosties. And I think we nailed that. I think we got that.
Yeah.
That was
woo.
All right.
Beauty.
There we go.
3-on-1. Davis. Oh, LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Oh, look out. Oh, Showtime. What you got, Giannis?
There Greg, what's happening, man?
Hi. Thank you guys for having me. I just want to say, just right off top, I'm enjoying the FIBA tournament a lot. And I think it's the one time, you know, like that and the Olympics is when I can actually like be a nationalist.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm like every other time it's like, meh, whatever. Okay, sure. But like, as soon as like I hear that national anthem during like FIBA or, you know, the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm all in. You know,
back get straight. You're saluting.
Oh yeah,
saluting absolutely. The flag that you got in the corner. I got you.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
I'm all in. It's fun, and I would do just about anything to get Ant on my team.
I feel like I know what it's like to be a Lakers fan when watching FIBA, because it's like there's such a superiority complex I get when I'm like watching like somebody do something for another team, and I'm like, oh okay, that was cute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is what it's like to win and have a story franchise and like a legacy of winning. Yeah.
Yes.
This is a nice change.
I got to be honest with you guys. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
I was more talking about from like a toxic condescension standpoint of just assuming everybody for every other team would like to be playing, secretly wishes they were playing for my team. That's how I feel when I'm watching international ball. I don't think it's necessarily true, but
it doesn't help that Team USA was teasing us Lakers fans, us toxic, you know, nation, saying things like this duo and putting up a picture of Ant and Austin. I mean, look, if you don't want me to come to the party, don't send me an invite.
I mean, honestly, that's the white men can't jump sequel we actually deserve.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
That's a lot of fun. They'd be a good time together. I love that is just them tempting you. just putting them in a picture together and referring to two players as a duo is a statement about the future of the Lakers.
I mean, really, that, like, you know, not to lean into the stereotype, but I mean, is there any other eventual outcome? I mean, like, this is the, you know, this is, it was written. So I'll see you guys in a few years.
Yeah, they posted that photo to social, and all of a sudden, Photoshop stock rose like billions of dollars.
But Greg, you are a friend of the show. You co-host Unsalvageable with one of our favorite guests in Miles and Jack. I'm Matt Boosty's history, Sarah Todd.
She's wonderful.
She's the best.
She's like exploring the catacombs right now, somewhere in Paris, or I don't know what the.
Cue the music
for both of them.
Yeah, Miles is in Europe. Kanye is in Europe. Appears to be having a good time. Sarah is in Europe.
How is everyone affording Europe right now?
I don't know. I think we're all just going.
I need secrets here. My DMs are wide open. Please, I'm supposed to go next year, and like I don't know. I hope my kid likes not going to college.
I went to the Jersey Shore this weekend summer. And nice. Why would I need to go to Europe when I went to the Jersey Shore?
I mean, really?
Get your Delco accent going.
Yeah.
Like via Pittsburgh? Or
is that the Pittsburgh accent? Yeah, I get them kinda confused. They're pretty close.
They're pretty close. Yins. I mean, yeah, it like... Yin's going to go down.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, it's all kind of the same thing. Just say Yugi's. Go Birds and you're fine.
Yeah. Go Birds.
Because that means Eagles or Ravens and you've got it covered.
So what have you guys been watching FIBA ball? What have your takeaways been?
I think that Bo Cruz is the greatest player of all time. And I'm really looking forward to Hustle too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you like Ant looked at him. My biggest takeaway, and I mentioned this, you know, before the show, is that, you know, outside of Team USA, and you know, we can get into that, I'm sure, Luka's basically Luka regardless of the court.
Like, so if good, man.
If he's on the NBA, he's going to give you, you know, 36-ish, 10-ish, and 5-ish, or whatever the case may be. If he's in FIBA tournament, same deal. You know, he's pretty much a lock for those numbers.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, obviously, like, Unsalvageable, I'm a Utah Jazz fan. The guy who I'm obviously very high on and very excited about is Lauri Markkanen. And, you know, the big question going into the Utah Jazz this season this year is, can he have a repeat performance? You know, he was an all-star last year, started the all-star game, put up, you know, what was it, 25-7 and I think 2 or 3, 4 assists. And he looks great. And I've had my eyes kind of focused on him, and I'm excited for what he can do for my team next year.
And then on the U.S. team, Austin Reeves looks really good.
If this is the Austin Reeves the Lakers get
in
the regular season, that's annoying. Really, really scary, and yeah, exceptionally annoying.
Yeah. He has at times looked like the best player on the team. On a team where, like, I thought he was just going to be, like, you know, in the mix for, like, a solid contributor on the second team. But he's been putting up numbers everywhere and, like, just been doing basically what he was doing at best for the Lakers in the playoffs and towards the end of last year. Like, that's what he seems to be doing again, just picking up where he left off.
I got to be upfront about this. And look, I promise you, I'm placing aside the usual, you know, jokes that I'm going. Austin Reeves is a solid basketball player.
He's really good.
If you put him on a team that's, you know, that's laced with talent, he's going to really shine, specifically because he does a lot of the little things well. You know what I mean? He's not, you know, dunking from the free throw line, but he's still athletic. He's not shooting 48% from three, but he's going to knock down the open ones. I get it. Folks get tired of Lakers players and Lakers fans in general, but in particular, Lakers players always being in the conversation. But this is one where it's actually warranted.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that Sarah and I talk about a lot is, you know, if you want a winning team, and I'm simplifying this, but you've got your guys and you've got your dudes. You know, someone like for the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen's our dude, and then we've got you know, you role players who are your guys on this Team USA. Austin Reeves surprisingly looks like he looks like a dude. He looks like, again, we've talked about the Robin to Ant Edwards Batman, and that's super surprising. But yeah, if this is who he is moving forward, then the contract he's going to get and moving forward, like, this is a guy that a lot of people are going to want on their teams, and seems like he can be that kind of missing piece and that ancillary playmaker the Lakers need, especially as LeBron continues to age.
Yeah. And Ant seems like he continues to improve. Are you guys seeing, like, based on what he's doing in the tournament, are you expecting, like, kind of a step up for him, or kind of same general area he was in before?
I have a scorching hot take about Ant. And I think every year that I've seen him, first of all, I thought that he should have been Rookie of the Year. I'm like besmirching LaMelo Ball or anything, because he's great. But I thought that Ant was just the better player, and I still do. And then him making the All-Star team last year and him looking like he is, you know, he's the guy on this team and could be, you know, the guy moving forward in the Olympics. I think if he continues on this trajectory, we could in a couple years be talking about Ant Edwards as the face of the league. I think he's right up there. I think, like, you know, almost figuratively, but also, sorry for the stupid pun, but Ja Morant kind of shot himself in the foot with all of the right. the stuff that he did. And I kind of thought that he was going to be that guy. You know, I have a 5-year-old who I coached, and like all the kids his age and kind of in that age group were just obsessed with Ja Morant. And it could very much be Ant, because he's so exciting and he's so good. And like, he's really kind of proven that he's like the dude in Minnesota now.
Yeah.
And I think that can move forward. I mean, I don't know if Minnesota's the market, and who knows if he stays there, but like, I'm what I'm saying is I'm buying all the stock on Ant right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a couple times, in every game where he does something and I'm like, oh, he has like multiple levels still to go up. Like, he's already really, like, really, really good. And he has like, he does things on defense and offense every once in a while where I'm just like, man, he could be like just incredible. Like, nothing we've ever seen before. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. The other big story I feel like was Rondae Hollis-Jefferson just showing up, and like, everybody was saying he reminded them of Kobe, like, from his game perspective, but he also like just like kind of looked like Kobe.
Like, it was built like him, kind of weird.
He was like built like him, like, just all the different things he was doing. He was wearing number 24. It was interesting. He like was really doing a pretty good Kobe impression, like, in a lot of ways. I don't know. Did you guys catch that?
Coming to a Comic-Con near you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cosplay, FIBA edition.
Yeah, look, more than anything, I looked at it and said, like, wait, is he still in the league? Because, you know, look, I recognize the NBA is different than FIBA. You know, international tournaments or the play there is going to be different. If you're in a situation where you can put up, you know, 30 plus in back-to-back games, I would at least, and you're 6'6", and you're still, you know, young enough, I would at least expect you to get a look. So I'm actually intrigued to see if he gets a look in camp, like, from a team.
Yeah. So this is, you know, a Lakers fan looks at whoever the best player is in the whole tournament and says, they're going to want to play for us. It's a matter of time until he's on the Lakers. A Sixers fan is like, oh, that guy's not in the league? Ooh, maybe we could like get him in for like a tryout or something. Maybe we could like sign him to a that this is the guy that got my eyes lighting up.
6'6" and can do damage from the mid post. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, man. I'll take it.
And then there's us Jazz fans, and we're just like, yeah, that's a nice player. I hope he does well.
He seems
you guys
nice.
Are so nice.
He seems great.
He seems like a nice guy. All right. Speaking of your Jazz fandom, yeah. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to do our preview of the Northwest Division. I love that we're doing these previews divisionally. And this is the only time in my life, I think, that I've thought of teams based on their divisions. like, oh, the Northwest Division, of course.
Abolish divisions.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Useful for podcasts. Yes. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And we're back. And all right, so the Northwest Division is the Nuggets, who you might remember won the NBA championship last year.
Pretty good.
The Jazz, the Wolves, who might have the future face of the league on their team. The Thunder, who might also have the future face of the
speaking of
on their team,
great FIBA performances.
Yeah,
face of Canada. Basketball.
Oh, I was talking about Chet. You guys, who are you talking about? No, I'm just playing. and the Blazers, of course. So we have been looking at what their record was last year and what their over under is this year. The Nuggets. It seems like the pattern has been that Vegas inexplicably is thinking every team is going to lose, is going to decrease the number of wins. The Nuggets, they are giving a game and a half over last year. So last year they went 53-29. This year they have them going 54.5 as the over under. That seems about right to me.
Yeah. It's hard for me to like count out any team with Nikola Jokic. I think he pretty firmly cemented himself this last year as the best player in basketball. And, you know, I think until somebody can prove that they can stop him and Murray, then yeah, I'm not going to bet against them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. 54.5 seems about right. I wouldn't be, honestly, if they stay healthy, I wouldn't even be shocked if it's in the high 50s.
Mm-hmm. You know, they did lose Brucey B.
Brucey so B like, ain't going nowhere. Oh, okay.
Oh, he, I'm he sorry. Is he not?
Yeah.
Is he not, sir?
Oh, okay.
He went to Indiana because everybody looked at him and had the same idea. He was that fantasy sleeper that everybody has. And everybody's like, oh, I was going to take him. But anyways, Brucey B gone. They re-signed Reggie Jackson and signed Justin Holliday. I might, just to be a contrarian, take the under on this. Okay. Like, and by the under, I mean, like, expect them to be as good as they were last year and win the title again. But, like, that would still be the slight under. I don't know why they're much better than they were last year. I don't know. I guess this is assuming they're at peak health for the whole season.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this is always with the caveat of injuries, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I posed the question, you know, will there be a championship hangover? And while it's certainly a possibility, for whatever reason, this seems like a team that's not going to have one. And, you know, that can be conjecture, but I'm not sure. For whatever reason, it seems like they're just going to kind of roll back into the season like they did before.
All right. Up next, your Utah Jazz.
Pew.
Last year they went 37-45. This year they have them going 35.5 wins. What say you, Greg?
I think that's insanity.
I mean, you think maybe they can be better than that?
Maybe I'm being a homer, but I think if you look up and down this roster and the moves they've made, as well as the progress that this team made, I mean, like, let's rewind the tape back a year ago from now. I had the Jazz slated as winning somewhere between like 18 and 22 games.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be garbage.
Yeah.
And I was like fully buckled in, strapped in for just like a complete rebuild. And with Lowry's ascension, with Walker Kessler coming in and being an all rookie guy, and then just like a cavalcade of role players and the rise of another rookie in Ochai Agbaji, like, they completely exceeded expectations. This is probably a team who, if they weren't actively tanking last year, at least makes the play-in game.
I agree with that.
You know, and then you add, I thought that they had a really solid draft with Keontae George, Taylor Hendricks, and Bryce Sensabaugh, and then making the move for John Collins. Like, I think, especially when you analyze that, like, you got John Collins for the corpse of Rudy Gay and a couple of second round picks, and like, oh, wow, that alone makes your team better. And I know that there are question marks about John Collins and if he still got it, he still got the fit, but the fact of the matter is he's a better player than Rudy Gay, and he's probably, you know, I would say a better player than Kelly Olynyk, who they were starting for the majority of their season. So if they end up having a worse record than last season, I will be pretty shocked. I don't think that this is a team that's like a contender right now. You know, I would say that their ceiling is 500. I would say, their floor is 500, and their ceiling is like an seventh or eighth seed. You know,
okay. I mean, a 500 might be eight seed, right?
Yeah, I think. I think that their ceiling is the play-in. I really do. And I keep saying their ceiling. Their floor is the play-in, and their ceiling is like, if everything goes perfectly, you know, Lowry has another repeat performance and everybody on the team continues to elevate and become better and develop. Like, yeah, this is a sixth seed.
Wow. I love it, man. It must be so nice to be a fan of a team that's not the 76ers and just like have like, you know, hope and just positive energy for your team.
Positive vibes.
And just that, like, and I'm convinced too. I'm not saying like it must be nice to like be delusional. Like, you just convinced me. I'm on board. This is like a lock that it's over, because why would they be worse than last year?
Yeah,
like, there's just nothing that makes sense about that.
And I would also say that, like, I also don't think the Jazz are done. The Jazz have, what is it, 12 first round draft picks between now and 2029. This is a team that knows they still need to develop. This is a team that knows that still has holes in the roster. And if there is a big name at the trade deadline who is disgruntled, One of the first teams that general manager calls is the Utah Jazz, knowing that they're like the ones who could actually facilitate a big trade.
Yeah.
And Greg, you know, if they land someone, let's just say like Austin, like hypothetically, someone like Luka is, you know, fed up with Dallas at the trade deadline and demands a trade. Like that's a deal the Jazz can do. The Jazz have enough assets and cap space to be able to do the Kevin Durant to Phoenix Suns deal three times over.
Oh, right.
Okay. So we talked about this actually before the summer. It might have been during the season on your show. Uh-huh. What about the idea of bringing your man? Bringing Dame over
to
like this Miami thing. Who knows what you know what's going to come of it? He's just sitting there. We're going to get to Portland. They can't really do anything until they pull the switch on that. Why not go after him?
I say this with the caveat that like I'm full Dame Hive, been a fan of him since, you know, he was at Weber State. I got the, I'll brag and say I was able to even play pickup ball with him a few times when he was back here in Utah, you know, X number of years ago.
You smoked him. You said he actually, were way better than him.
Yeah. White guy, he wasn't able to handle the 3-foot vertical Al Jefferson baby hook.
Hey, you that know is what?
My go-to. But I love Dame, and I think absolutely you add Dame to this team and he elevates the ceiling right now. But we're talking about a guy who's on the wrong side of 30, who's also owed $65 million when he's 36.
Yeah.
And like, I still don't believe in my heart of hearts. You put Damian Lillard on this team, you know, and you facilitate that trade with all the, you know, the assets. You're probably saying goodbye to either one, if not both, of Walker Kessler and Ochai Agbaji for that trade. And then you still have holes. You put Dame on that team, it still doesn't beat Denver in a 7-game series. That's adding Damian Lillard to the Utah Jazz does not get them over the hump. It does not help them reach the mountaintop. And then you've blown your load for a guy who you have about a 2-year window to win. And I don't think that's possible. I think this is a team that is still in development and is still in a rebuild, while rebuilding and developing quicker than we thought they were after the Gobert and Mitchell trades. It's not enough. And I think that it would be misguided. Whereas like, if you put them on a team ostensibly or hypothetically like Miami with a Bam and with a Jimmy Butler, like that's a title contending team within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
So I like Dame. I think he's great. Future Hall of Famer, does not fit the Utah Jazz's timeline.
I had no idea that Weber State was in Utah prior to
it's like 45 minutes year and a half. From my place.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dame mentioning it a couple years back was when I found out.
Yeah.
I was like, Utah ties? What are you talking about? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Why did he end up there? Is he from Utah?
He's from Oakland. He just like, he wasn't highly regarded or highly recruited coming out of high school. And that was the team that gave him a scholarship, gave him a chance. And
where's his underrated documentary? Can't wait to see that.
It's coming.
I'm sure.
I mean, he got the Modelo commercial. Doesn't that
I
work?
I know.
Those I mean, are... that's, you know, that's a preview.
It's the trailer.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. The Wolves, they have 43.5 wins over under. Last year, they were at 42. Lost to the Nuggets in the first round. The big thing that I think would determine like how good they are is Ant gets way better, like, or continues to get better. You know, Cat is obviously a question mark. Gobert, real question mark. But I don't know. It's a like that, you know, they were getting in fist fights like at the end of last season with each other. Like what do we do? What do we do here?
Can I quickly piggyback on Greg's hot take from earlier? Because for one, I don't think it's necessarily as hot of a take. Ant is currently on the trajectory of Dwayne Wade and Kobe and that type. Mm-hmm. To be clear, for anybody out there that is, you know, like that doesn't understand what I'm saying, I'm not saying he's as good as those guys. But the trajectory that he's currently on is that type of pace. If he has another level, we're already going to be having that type of conversation in terms of his impact on this team. I not only am I going over on this, you know, much like Greg was very positive that they were going over that the Jazz were going to go over, you know, their expectations. I think the Wolves are a solid playoff team this year. And I think it's going to be on the back of Ant and whoever else is still left there after the deadline.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I think they are a solid playoff team. I think they're a 4 or 5 seed. I don't, however, think that the Cat Gobert pairing works.
No.
And I don't know how you get rid of you can't get rid of Gobert. That's the most untradeable contract in the league right now.
Yeah.
Props to Justin Zanuck and Danny Ainge for the absolute fleece of the century.
Blech, but
you know,
okay.
And like, you know, I have my hangups and my beefs with Rudy Gobert, but he did do some great things for my team. But rim running centers do not all of a sudden get better after they turn 30.
Mm.
And so like, is that going to be a stretch five?
You don't think? Because I was like, my hot take to you guys' hot take was that he is the future of the league and the face of the NBA is Rudy Gobert. That's what do you think?
I think we're going to get a lot more Baguette Biombos and Han Makers than DPOYs.
I mean, anyone with the instincts to touch all those microphones, you know, it's just like he has social media instincts and clout. You know, he knows how to seize a moment, like both globally and in the league.
Anyway, thanks for Walker Kessler.
Right.
There was a play, though, in particular that really kind of raised my eyebrows, like, even outside of the kind of lackluster season he had for Minnesota last year. And that was in that France versus Canada game. He got banged on by Dylan Brooks on a pretty routine drive and dunk. Whereas like Rudy Gobert a couple years ago sends that back into the 18th row. And he's just a step slower. And doesn't cover the same kind of ground or doesn't have that same verticality as he did when he was a 3-time defensive player of the year. And I don't think, you know, that doesn't get better. What made Rudy Gobert such a dynamic and versatile player was his ability to cover so much ground and absolutely just completely, like, you know, watching Gobert in his prime with the jab, like watching Gandalf with the staff, just like putting it down and being like, you shall not pass. And I think those days are behind them. And then, of course, just the two big pairing. I was kind of really intrigued by it. I thought that they would complement each other because, you know, what Kat does well, Rudy doesn't, and then vice versa. But I just don't see that working. And I think if Minnesota really wants to make a push, A, Ant's their guy moving forward.
Yes.
And B, you've got to somehow trade Kat and get some sort of big time haul for him, whether that's another star or a whole lot of depth.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, I hope that's what they do.
If not, like, I kind of see the Wolves as kind of in basketball purgatory where you're somewhere between the 4 and 6 seed. And yes, you make the playoffs every year, but you're a first, second round exit at the very, very best.
Yeah. The best, like, somebody described their problem last year being that, like, Cat, you have to hide, like, on, like, you can't have him guarding your four because just going to slice you up.
Yeah, so, it's going to be pick and roll all day.
But you also can't have Gobert guarding your four because they're going to slice you up all day. They're going to draw him out and then,
then you don't have a rim protector, right?
So, yeah, so they're just out of luck on defense when they're playing Cat and Gobert next to one another, and like the stats really bear it out. Like they were really bad with those two next to each other last year. So it's tough, but I think they need to get rid of one of those two, and Gobert seems untradeable. So probably Cat, probably somebody who fits a little bit better. And maybe, like, I don't know, a new front office. Let's move on to the Thunder.
Julius Randle, you are a Timberwolf.
Oh, God. Right. That is what they would do, though, isn't it?
Can they go get Mikal instead of Julius and actually give Ant a running mate?
Yeah. No, they would do. They would do Julius. Yeah, they would do Julius Randle.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Would they ever?
The wrath of the ghost of David Kahn. All right. Sorry.
James Harden in like 2 years, they'll bring him in.
2 years from now.
Yes.
The Thunder are a team I'm excited about because I have a ticket with them winning the title on it from Vegas when we went to Vegas. I'm just saying, I saw one game highlight reel of Chet and I was like, this man is the truth. He is the future. No, I don't know. That was a extreme long shot. Last year they went 40-42. This year, 43.5 wins. That feels pretty optimistic to me. I don't know. They were really good last year. They didn't add that much, but I guess they added Chet, right? Yeah, they're really big on Chet.
Yeah.
They think Chet's worth 3.5.
Chet. It's also another year of chemistry and continuity that you're building with that core.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Sound your hot take alarm. I don't think that, you know, OKC is necessarily a contender, but they might be the most intriguing team in the league.
Yeah.
Remind me kind of like what the Grizzlies were a couple years ago, where like they're right on the cusp of being really, really good. And, I think Shai's bona fide star, if not superstar. Really? I think Chet is going to be really good. I like Jaden Williams. They seem like they're building just that prototypical modern NBA roster where you have a bunch of guys between 6'6 and 6'10 who can do everything. Handle the ball, can switch defensively, rebound, block shots. You know, I think it's going to take a few years for them to really gel, but they're absolutely my league pass team.
Yeah.
Credit to Presti, because like I was one of those folks 3 years ago when everybody was, you know, giving him all the credit for stockpiling all those picks. I was like, yeah, well, what are you going to do with them? Well, he has shown, and he has absolutely put together a roster.
It's the Utah Jazz blueprint right there, baby.
Fair enough.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right. So maybe my pick is right on and they do win the title and I become a very rich man and nobody ever hears from me again because I just like become a weird person who lives in a Vegas casino, grow my nails long.
You move to Atlantic City.
To Atlantic City. That would be the move, actually. Yeah.
Just lives in one of the abandoned Taj Mahal suites.
Yes. There it is. Atlantic City is a weird post-apocalyptic city.
It's one of the strangest places I've ever been.
Yeah, very strange. The Blazers over-under is off the board currently due to the uncertainty with Dame. I could see them, you know, last year 33-49. I could see Scoot and, you know, Jeremy Grant and, you know, that I could see them putting together more wins than people are expecting, personally. But we'll see.
Personally, I think they're going to, I think it's going to be at least similar to the beginning of the season for Utah, where, you know, to your point, they are winning a few games, but I think they have to look at the future in this one and kind of pull it back. I think they ultimately win like 25 games, but Scoot is in the conversation for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Scoot's going to be awesome. I'm super high on the guy. I think Jeremy Grant's a nice player. I think Anfernee Simons is a nice player. But I think they are going to fully embrace this rebuild. I don't expect Dame to stay in Portland. I think it's a matter of time until some sort of deal gets done. And then it's full rebuild. And I think they have it in their mind that this is a multi-year rebuild and it's going to take a few years for Scoot to really reach his potential. And then, you know, who knows from there, but yeah, I think 25, 30 wins sounds right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it'll probably be right. That's probably where they're going to come on the board once the trade happens, if the trade happens.
Yeah. It certainly wouldn't surprise me, though, like Jabari said, if Scoot ends up winning Rookie of the Year, though.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if Chet wins. But I also think there's a chance Victor Wembanyama is right away the generationally defensive, like, stopper. And people...
I'm so excited. I got tickets to go see him when he comes to Utah. Already,
do you?
So,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Very I mean, it's nice. Like...
You have to. You should.
Yeah. Yeah. He was supposed to be at Summer League and canceled. Like, this was the year, like, the first year in God knows how many that the Salt Lake Summer League has not featured the San Antonio Spurs. And I bought like my 3-day pass before everything was announced. like getting all excited like after the draft, and then no,
she was too busy getting in fights with Britney Spears, you know.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another quick break, and when we come back, Greg,
is it time?
It is time for the fastest segment in podcasting. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back, and it's time. Oh, yes, it's time. Rapid fire to close it out. We're going to be asking you to answer some questions. We need you to just give us first thought, go strong and wrong, you know, whatever it is. And we are leaning on you to keep things moving.
Yeah, all don't right. Let us dilly-dally. Don't let us say
I have been Green known to both dally and dilly.
I am going with my gut. And
he's more
God.
Of a dillier, but all he right. has dallied.
I've been known to do both. All right. First up, give us a team. No one is considering for title contention this year, but should be in the conversation. Go.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh. What?
Hey, I like
Who's
it.
Not considering them? Who's not considering them?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, actually, Jack. That's where... That's the problem, because who wouldn't?
I mean, I don't think that they're like the top tier team. They're not a Bucks, Celtics, or Nuggets,
Sixers.
Listen, I mean, I'm a Philly guy too. Like, I mean, I lived in Roxborough, but like,
oh man,
yeah.
Remember last year? Remember they were like up 3-2.
They look great.
Look good. Somebody on this panel foolishly said, "No, we are good," and it wasn't the fan of the team.
Yeah. No, I would never. I'm not an idiot, Jabari.
But Greg, once right, again, we are dillying and dallying.
Yeah, man. Come on.
One another. Which teams will have the biggest increase in wins over last
the
year?
Thunder.
Fair enough.
All right.
Where are Pascal Siakam, James Harden, and Dame playing
Dame
on opening
Miami,
night?
Pascal Siakam in my heart. And sorry, what was the last one? I apologize.
James Harden.
He's gonna go to LA, right? Yeah, for the Clippers. Yeah,
for
yeah,
the Clippers.
Yeah. No.
Don't you put that evil on me.
Listen, man, it's Bron Hive all the way. I know I'm a Jazz fan, but like, I wouldn't wish that evil on anyone.
Yeah, me too. All right, you can take two players from all of history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. They have to have played on the same team at some point. Which two players are you taking? Like, they don't have to have played together, but like, you could take Patrick Ewing and Walt Clyde Frazier,
Bron and Shaq. Instance.
Ooh, okay.
Bron and Shaq.
MVP Shaq,
though, right?
Yeah. Lakers Shaq.
Yeah.
No.
Lakers Shaq and 2016 Finals LeBron.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's over.
Say good night. All right. Best NBA city in terms of food choices, and what is your go-to dish?
I mean, God, that is tough. I mean, if we're just going like straight food, it's New York City, man. Yeah.
Straight food.
And like it's pizza.
That's
the thing that I miss the absolute most about the East Coast is the halal cart. Chicken, lamb, rice,
yeah,
okay. Vegetables, a yeah. Little bit of harissa and yes, some please. White sauce. Yeah.
Mm. And then what's your go-to dish in Salt Lake City? What's the one that, like, when people come to town, you say, I got you, and take them there?
Oh, we go to El Moralense, and we're getting Al Pastor tacos.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you do any of the soda shops? Any of the dirty soda?
I'm not a soda guy.
Okay.
This is my, in fact, I'll get it. I know I'm dillying and dallying, but I'm also going to brag right now. I am going to hit 100 pounds lost this week from my heaviest. And like,
wow.
One of the first things I did when I started losing weight was cutting out soda. So like I got my sparkling water. I know I'm doing a visual bit on a podcast, but you know, just know
for the lime.
Yeah,
here for the just lime, know that
I got the Kirkland signature lime, and it's carrying me.
All right.
If you could have any player's skill set for a day, whose and what skill set would it be?
It's LeBron's.
Okay.
And which skill?
I guess.
Is it just like, wait, is it a single skill?
So it could be like Iverson's crossover or handles.
Oh, it's
Steph Curry
shooting then.
Yeah, yeah. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
We ask this of everyone, and almost everyone lands on Steph Curry shooting, and yeah. I always say that's the right answer. Nobody else is. Yeah. That would be cool to just be like, this feels neat.
Yeah, let me just pull up from 40 feet in a pickup game. Yeah.
Just because.
All right.
I mean, I do that either way.
We got to do next question.
Ultimate peak, prime Stockton or prime Zeke?
Prime Zeke.
I love it. I'm sorry. I put that in there specifically because I knew he was going to say that, and had his Jazz fans followers would be upset.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Stockton did great things during his career, like, you know, personal life notwithstanding. But I mean, Zeke in a single playoff run went through Jordan, Bird, and Magic.
And Magic. Yeah,
and
he did.
As the best player on a team, Stockton never came anywhere close to that.
Fair enough. You can go back and attend any single playoff game in NBA history. Which game are you choosing?
It would be really, really hard for me to turn down the game 7 of that 2016 finals.
Yes. Mm. The block, the shot, completing that comeback, Terminator Bron. Yeah.
Yeah. That would be really hard for me to say no to.
All right. And finally, the question we ask all our guests when Jabari is co-hosting. Jack or Jabari?
Jabari was the one who sent the invite.
Oh,
no.
I knew this was going to happen.
No favorites.
I mean,
you can say no favorites, Jabari, but
this is no offense to anyone, but Jabari's been my guy for God, years now. So it's Team Jabari over here. But I say that with also saying that it's love to everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
no. It's very diplomatic of you.
I am Switzerland right now. All I want is health care and
must
no
be
beef.
Exhausting.
But Switzerland, it's not like Switzerland actually fires a shot in the war and then says that they're pacifist, like you just did when you took me out behind the. You
not
know,
at all.
The
it's,
hay
all it's all
and
love.
Shot
it's
me like, in the back of the head.
He did like with, like siblings when you'll smack your little sibling and then act like
and that's why I'm a pacifist and I just like to play both sides.
Exactly. Right there is why.
All right.
If that's
all
not
right,
American
Greg.
Diplomacy, I don't know what is.
All right. Well, Greg Foster, such a pleasure having you on Miles and Jack and sometimes Jabari. Got my boosties. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Yeah. You can follow me online on Twitter as well as Blue Sky. If you got one of the invite codes that I am at Dad Sham Dad. My podcast is Unsalvageable.
Are you Dad Sham Dad on Twitter?
I am Dad Sham Dad on Twitter.
Okay. I think I've like read one of your tweets before on TDZ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Great name. Great handle.
Thank you very much. And then if you're into, you know, like politics and pop culture, I have another podcast with a couple of my good friends called Brigham Young Money. And that is BYM podcast on the Twitters. I'm easy to get a hold of. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it, man. And thank you guys. Shout out to our listener of the week, Gritzy Roth, who gave us a 5-star review and titled their review, "We love to see it, don't we, folks?" And
especially in Atlanta.
The review, the best and only NBA podcast that I listen to. Shout out to you.
That's a win,
Ross. That is the correct answer. We are the only NBA podcast you should listen to. I'm told there are others, but people are saying we're the best one. We're the only one worth listening to, folks.
People are saying.
Many are saying.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. They follow us along, follow us around like a little dog. That's funny. Talk about how your followers follow you around like a dog.
I could shoot one of them on Main Street.
Right. I could. They wouldn't do anything.
Wouldn't do anything. All right.
Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. I'm at @Jack_O'Brien. Jabari, where are you at?
I'm at Jabari Davis NBA. And also make sure you follow our guy at Miles of Gray.
Yeah, see all his pretty pictures from Europe. And hashtag Matt Boosties for show links and updates. That's going to do it. We are back next week. Miles will be back. And we'll be back talking NBA basketball. Who we got next week? What's the division? Do we know yet, Jabari?
We're just winging it.
We're winging it, aren't we, folks? All right, that's going to do it. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.